Two young children waited months for New Haven public health officials to inspect their rental units. That's after doctors found elevated levels of lead in their blood. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports their families filed a class action lawsuit against the city on Wednesday.
Two-year-old Narielle Smith sits with her mom outside their apartment in the neighborhood of Fairhaven.
Hi.
Narielle goes to a special class for kids younger than three. It addresses developmental delays. Her mother, Nichelle Hobby, worries the delays stem from Narielle's blood lead levels. They reached up to 11 micrograms per deciliter.
I didn't know how serious it was until the doctors continuously told me that it kept going up and down and up and down. And the problems that any trace of lead can cause to a child.
Doctors introduced Hobby to Amy Marks at New Haven Legal Aid. Mark says city law makes the health department warn parents and inspect for lead hazards. Officials then have to order any hazards abated and make sure it's done.
The city has instead enacted a new rule for itself, which states they will take no such action unless a child first reports with 20 micrograms per deciliter.
Mark says city law requires action when children have blood lead levels above 5 micrograms. That's the threshold that the Centers for Disease Control recommends for a public health response. She says this lawsuit was her last resort to get the city to inspect Hobby's rental home and prevent further exposure.
I am not a lead hazards inspection expert by any stretch of the imagination, but there are certain things that even lay people can look for.
She points to some painted wood on Hobby's front porch.
If you look at this column, you can see the striped alligator skin. And you can see the chips of paint falling off.
Mark says it's costly for the city to manage lead hazards, but the cost of ignoring the problem could mean long-term harm for children. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
The New Haven Mayor's Office and the Department of Public Health did not respond to requests for comment.